Hello, Armageddon fans, and welcome to Gas About Games. My name's Greg.
And I'm Sam. And let me ask you something, Greg. Are you aware of the new Garfield movie?
No, starring... but I am aware of an Armageddon, which may be the Garfield movie.
Oh. Oh, that was a good segue. Oh, no, that would have been better. Let me...
I'm aware of it existing, and my best friend, my one true love, Chris Pratt, is playing Garfield.
Part of the Chris Pratt cinematic universe.
Yeah, the CP...
CPCU.
The CPCU, yeah.
Guess what score it got on Metacritic?
100%.
So it's between 0 and 100 is the scale, yes?
Yes, 100's the bottom, right?
No.
Oh, sorry. No, I think it was like 30-something.
Yep, you're bang on, 34 on Metacritic.
I saw the article.
Oh. No. Okay, so
sorry.
34, that's pretty decent.
Is it?
Okay, so let's
is it Chris Pratt's best movie?
It's in the top 15 Chris Pratt films.
Cool.
in his catalog. I just wanted to read some of the the taglines of the reviews.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. I think that's what they want you to do.
Yes, yes.
This episode, by the way, is sponsored by Chris Pratt's Garfield.
Chris Pratt's Garfield. Is it actually Chris Pratt
Presents?
Yeah,
did you not know? I got sponsors in.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Specifically Chris Pratt. It's going to play a trailer for the movie right now.
Oh, and we're back.
I thought you were going to do an impression of the movie for a second. Give me my meatballs! Sorry.
Okay. So let's have a look at what did the Globe say? They said... the new Garfield outing is a true feat in shoulder-shrugging nothingness.
Whoa. From Shakespeare's Globe.
From Shakespeare's Globe. Yeah, that's... only review the highest quality films.
Oh, of course,
to Shakespeare's Globe
Romeo and
company.
Juliet, you know... Garfield.
You know, the classics.
Yeah.
Okay, let's say... Total Film...
Yes.
Said... they don't think the writers have even seen a Garfield comic strip.
Okay, that's a glowing review.
So that's fine.
I mean, there's not a lot of writing in the Garfield comic strips, to be fair.
True.
Credit where credit is due. But yeah, sure, okay. I mean, Total Film probably know more about film than I do.
I suppose. IGN said...
Yes.
It's an annoying for all ages comedy filled with product placement.
Oh, my favourite type of placement.
Lasagna.
What does IGN stand for?
It's Imagine Games Network.
Yeah, I thought it did stand for something to do with games. Yeah, there's not a lot of games going on.
Oh, they review films as well.
Okay, but what part of that name is the film part?
Well, no.
Imagine? Network, because it ain't games.
So, interestingly, maybe. Well, they dropped the name, and then it's just IGN now. So
right.
It used to be the Imagine Games Network, and then it just turned into IGN, which
I
doesn't
see.
Really stand for anything.
No,
but it used to.
Okay, cool. That makes
so
sense.
I guess that's their excuse for being able to, you know, review
Garfield.
They dropped it just for Garfield.
Yeah, that's what happened. The day before Garfield came out, they changed their name.
It's so what the people want. They need to know how good the Garfield movie is.
So do we need to watch it and tell the people?
We do. We need to tell the people. The listeners. They need to know our opinion.
Do we? Okay. Maybe we'll watch it.
Okay, I've got two more.
Bonus episode. What?
No. Oh, dear. I don't think I want to pay £18 to see Garfield.
Really?
yeah,
are you sure?
I'm sure. Okay, I've got two more
reading
amazing
these reviews has tempted me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
oh, this is selling you.
More.
Okay,
yeah, yeah.
Okay. So The Guardian said it's a shameless shilling packaged in an equally offensive story. Not quite sure how it's offensive.
Whoa.
Offensive to The Guardian readers.
To cats?
To cats, yeah.
Or spaghetti? I don't know.
Spaghetti. There's the big spaghetti companies don't like
big
Garfield.
Big spaghetti are furious about Garfield. They're offended, actually. I think you'll find.
And then finally, the Zach Pope reviews said, not my plate of lasagna,
I keep saying it's spaghetti and meatballs, but it's lasagna. It's lasagna.
I think he's most known for eating lasagna.
And yeah, that's his brand. Yeah, but I just forgot that was his brand.
He doesn't like Mondays, and he loves lasagna. That's the two character traits that he has.
That's the two most important characters, I believe. Yeah.
So we should absolutely see Chris Pratt's Garfield.
We should. 34% is pretty stunning.
Sponsored by lasagna.
I'd love to know what other movies have got 34%, because I feel like that's quite a crowd to be in.
Okay. It's fairly high. It's not ridiculously low, is it?
I feel like Scary Movie 9 would be in. Do you
know what I mean? In that general area? You don't think it would be lower? We'll have to look at what the lowest, or what's in that area, won't we?
Yeah, I don't know if there's a way to look that up. Let me have a brief look. I'm not going to spend too much time on this, because obviously we're trying to record a podcast.
Oh, of course not. Well, it might be some other Chris Pratt movies in that list, maybe.
That would be amazing.
Although he's generally fairly high quality, his films. The Marvel films are quite high quality.
Mm-hmm.
He's also done that Mario movie.
Did you do a Mario movie?
Some other animated film. Stories. Apparently he sounds quite a lot like Mario in this film. Okay. People are complaining about the voice acting being too similar.
He actually sounds like Mario.
Because he sounds just like Chris Pratt.
Okay, here we go. So I found a list.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know whether there's a particularly reliable list, but you want to know... Let's go through the movies that... What was it? 34%?
34%.
Okay. Are you ready for some other movies that have 34%?
So ready in this high, crowded field of 34.
Shark Tale.
Ooh. Oh, the one with Will Smith.
Yes. Alien 3.
Ooh, ouch.
Resident Evil.
Oh, is that the first one?
Yeah.
I thought that was okay.
Resident Evil 2002. Is that the right edition?
Oh, I think so. I thought it was well regarded, but I mean, it's not. That's the best
Blart
one.
Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Paul Blart Mall Cop. Oh, okay. So it joins an elite group.
So higher rating movies than that. These are just the 35% ones. So let's briefly go through those.
Okay.
Saw 2.
Okay.
Karate Kid Part 2.
Okay. Great.
I'm just reading off the ones that I know. Friday the 13th, Part 2. Right. There are some movies in some here.
Great movies.
Wow, there's some. Battle Los Angeles. Do you remember that movie?
Oh, I remember that being.
Transformers Dark Side of the Moon got 35%. Hangover Part 2, 35%.
Yeah. Okay.
Chicken Little, 36%. That movie does not deserve that much. Anyway, so there you go. There's a brief rundown of roughly where that movie is. So if you enjoy Chicken Little, don't watch it, because Chicken Little's much better.
Yeah, much
by
better.
2%.
Yeah, watch
if you liked Paul Blart Mall Cop, you're in about the right range.
I don't think that's how the ratings work, is it?
No.
Maybe. Who could say?
Incredible. So do you want to talk about something that's actually great?
Yes, let's talk about them worms.
Yeah, let's talk about the worms. So I have a weird question for this, and I think I know the answer already.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any kind of plot
oh,
for this game?
No, I mean, there's an Armageddon going on, I think.
Yes, yeah, fair. There's an Armageddon, but like...
The apocalypse.
Is there a reason that the worms are at war?
Oh, you mean what are they fighting for?
War, what are they fighting for?
What is it good
That's
for?
The question I'm asking.
what are worms fighting over? Well, they're fighting over to be the best worm.
That makes sense.
The last standing worm.
Last worm standing.
Exactly.
That makes sense. Yeah, yeah, okay, cool. So that's the plot, basically. If you haven't played this game before, it's a fighting game, but with worms.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a turn-by-turn strategy.
It's a turn-by-turn strategy game.
Yeah,
technically it is.
I mean, it is. It literally is.
Turn-based strategy.
I think it's definitely strategy.
It's like a turn-based war strategy game, isn't
it? Yeah. If you ever had tanks, it's kind of like that. The flash game the early 2000s.
It's like chess.
It's kind of like... A modern version of chess, if you will.
Yes, a more highbrow version of chess. If you thought that was possible.
Wearing his monocle and smoking his cigar. It's kind of like a modern version of chess.
Yeah. I mean, that's in many ways.
I think we've nailed that description. I think that's what it says on the back of the box, actually.
Yes, chess with worms.
Exactly. So,
Weapons?
The main thing I want to talk about is the weapons.
Yeah.
Because the weapons in this game are utterly stunning. The levels are not like anything to write home about. They kind of just are
yes.
blobs of space taken up by things and blobs of space not
it's
taken
a,
up
it's
by
a,
things.
It's a theme, like a terrain, and then it's just random.
Yeah,
randomized.
It's just kind of randomized, yeah.
Yeah.
But the actual weapons in this game are incredible. A couple that come to mind, the Holy Hand Grenade.
Oh, yes, the classic.
Classic, exactly. It's a bomb that you throw, but it sings, Hallelujah, and then it does a really big explosion,
yes,
which I love so everything good. About. Obviously, you've got the sheep as well, one of my favourite weapons of Tom. You sort of like throw it bounces around, and then it explodes.
So imprecise, though, isn't it? You really have
it
to get quite lucky on the exploding
yeah.
sheep one, don't you?
And in all honesty, I just like the classic bazooka. The thing that you are armed with at the beginning of the game.
You can't go wrong with the bazooka.
It just kind of is perfect for most occasions, which I kind of love.
You got your classics, you got your bazooka, and you got just the grenade is classic.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If there's a worm in a hole, you gotta throw that grenade.
Yeah. I usually go cluster because my aim is rubbish.
Oh, and yes, you've got more of a
with the terribleness of my aim.
Like an area of effect with that one. Do you remember the banana bomb? The super banana bomb was very cool.
Yes.
It's very much like the cluster bomb.
But it's bananas.
But with bouncing bananas and just chaos. Yeah,
if you want a less accurate version of the cluster bomb.
Yes.
Banana bomb.
You want the banana
you.
Bomb. I do.
Exactly. Airstrike is the other one I remember using quite a bit.
That's
you
good.
You kind of like, you click a point and then it fires like 5 missiles down in the general direction.
That's
of the
very
point.
Handy. And then the worm sometimes will just go flying into the water.
Yeah, totally.
And then you've got the napalm strike, which is the same thing, but with fire, basically. And the worm will like bounce around, hopefully off the edge. Or
fingers crossed. Yeah. That's kind of the goal, right?
I think they're probably my favourite ones.
Anything else tickle your fancy that you can remember?
The pigeon. There was a homing pigeon. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, I remember
which was fun.
Pigeon,
which is just like a guided bazooka, basically. But it was a flying pigeon, basically, which was fun. What else have you got?
I remember sometimes having to use the rope all the time.
Oh, yes.
I used to go on epic missions with the rope, trying to get to like things that were near on impossible to get to.
You could go as far as you could in the time limit.
I can't remember, but you have to get to wherever you're trying to get to or attack someone in that time. But if you sustain damage, your time ends instantly.
Yes.
So if you're on the rope and you accidentally do a whoopsies and drop, then your time is over. Which is frustrating.
Many times trying to escape the rising water, and then you're using your ninja rope, and then
you don't quite get it right.
You don't quite swing enough to get over the ledge
bloop,
and yes the satisfying bloop.
Yeah, exactly, where you sploosh into the water,
which is fun.
So yeah, I'm trying to the steel girders were sometimes useful, like if you were kind of like in a hole and you thought you were going to get shot by something, you could just like put a steel girder over the top of you and that would kind of protect you, which I found quite useful to do from time to time.
Equally, you've got the drill, haven't you, where you could probably just
your way down. Yeah, that's also quite useful
that
too.
Was fun. You have to get the timing right on that, otherwise again
you
sink
into the, yeah, exactly, yeah, yeah,
that's quite fun.
It's very timing specific.
Yeah, I think they're probably the our favorite ones, aren't they?
Those
yeah,
are the top tier weapons,
nothing better than the Holy Hand Grenade was,
oh for sure,
that the, yeah, the moment when you first unlock that was quite a
Oh,
amazing
such
moment,
a good weapon.
Yes.
Such a good weapon.
Very unexpected as well.
Now,
like, oh, what's this? Oh.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
I have a big question for you, Sam.
Oh, yes. What's your big question?
Is this the best Worms game?
Yes.
I think this is definitely the best Worms game. No questions asked.
Okay, it's certainly the best Worms game that I've played.
Yeah. I quite like WMD, which is one of the newer ones.
Oh, yes.
And I think I had original Worms for PC as well.
Oh, okay.
But this is the pivotal one for me.
Yeah, it's very similar to original Worms, but they just added more fun
stuff,
didn't they?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'd go with that. Yeah, the WMD one is very similar, isn't it? They've
just
added.
They've just made it
more
graphically pleasing, and it's got more stuff.
Is it?
I mean, it looks better than Armageddon.
Yeah, I mean, it's in that same like art style as Armageddon, but it's
less
more
pixels, more pixels, less pixely,
less
more pixels.
Oh, that's a confusing
yeah, I struggled with that for a second.
Less,
it's not
wait,
less
no
pixels,
more pixels,
more pixels, less pixely.
Yes. So let's talk about We did briefly talk about the levels, but there was one thing that I used to do is you can create your own levels.
Yes, I forgot about this function. You're right.
So you could, like, I think I would, like, make my name in the different... So there's, like, different themes, aren't there?
Yes. You had so much free time, Sam. I used to make my name. Yeah. I used to write my English essays on Worms Off Again.
It's true. I did. Yes. So, you know, you can make any shape you want in the different terrains.
Did it save those?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, you could save them.
Did you have to save them to a memory pack?
I think so.
I don't understand.
Oh, because I also played it on PC. So maybe, which would have been, it was probably easier.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, I see what you mean. If you were doing it on the N64, it would take a lot longer to do these things.
Yes.
But if you can use a mouse, then you can.
But also, one thing that's always confused me about the N64 is that some games require memory packs.
Yes.
And other games save to the cartridge.
Yes.
Why?
I'm guessing it's probably a cost thing, maybe. Is it? I don't know.
I don't know either.
Smaller cartridges, less memory, and then just say, use the memory card.
I don't know. But, like, it doesn't...
Or maybe the game's taking up too much space. Yeah, maybe. And they didn't have enough space for saving. Or they were worried about the battery dying in the cart.
Because Excitebike 64 made you save to a memory card.
Because they were quite big, weren't they?
And that game was trash.
Excitebike 64?
It's a great game, but it looks terrible.
Oh, yeah. I see what you mean.
So I don't think it's because it ran out of space.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's much better looking games
on the N64.
On the N64,
yes,
that allow you to save to the cartridge.
Okay, I would agree with that. I don't know, but all the Nintendo games were.
Yeah, all the Nintendo games saved to the cartridge.
Yeah, so I wonder why.
But some random ones were just like, no memory card, go buy one.
Which is annoying. Yeah, you go and buy a game, and then you have to spend more money on a card.
I think most of the rare games saved to cartridge, which was good.
Yes.
I think some of the just random ones by companies like Acclaim and stuff like that.
Right.
Were like saved to. Maybe it's because they were corely focused on doing like games for different consoles that didn't allow you to. Because they had discs.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe they were porting it to PlayStation. And they're just like, no, but that's just. Yeah, PlayStation obviously had the memory card. So, maybe. That makes sense.
Maybe it's just easier.
Yeah. I don't know how easy it is to port a cartridge game to a disc. Probably. Not easy?
I don't know. I would assume it was the other way around, though.
Oh, easier to...
So, like, yes. you already had it on PS1, and you had this way of saving to a
memory card. Oh, okay.
And then when you took it from a disc onto a cartridge, they were just like, they can still save to memory cards.
Yeah. We don't have time to
making it save to the cart. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
I agree. But yeah. I agree.
Yes.
Let's talk about the teams, the different teams you can create.
Yes, I can't remember any of the names of any of the teams, but they were always really weird and amusing to me.
They were always like based on an idea, weren't they? So I think you had all the different. Yeah, you could set all the voices, couldn't you?
Yes.
So you'd have like very stereotypical voices. I think you would have a lot of.
Yeah.
Which is maybe.
Questionable today. Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
But very like caricatured, different like nationalities. You could name the worms, though, couldn't you? So you could like name them after your friends.
I think there were default names though that were quite fun.
Oh yes.
As well.
Was it randomized? I think you could randomize them. Oh no, the teams had specific names, didn't they?
Yeah, the teams had specific names and they had specific worms on them as well.
Mm.
Oh, this has got a 9 out of 10 on Steam. So
yeah, it's a good game.
It is a good game. Gooder than I thought it was. Came out in 1999, which is
a good year for
a great vintage. Great vintage. the thing I'm trying to remember is
the team names. Yeah.
Teams. I'm just learning how to Google. Oh, here we go.
Oh, you got.
Here we go. Yo. Oh, hello. Ooh, this is hilariously complicated. Right, okay, cool. So they have five different teams to choose from.
Where?
They had Royalty.
Okay.
Team 17.
Mm-hmm.
Nasty Crew. Dodgy 8. Okay. And Venom.
Oh, okay.
So in Royalty, you had the Queen, Prince Charles, Prince Andrew, Prince of Persia, Queen Mum, Henry VIII, King Canute, and Sal.
Okay.
And then in Team 17, you had Lambo, Zelda, Boggy B, Spadge, Satan, Rob, PC, and Randalism.
Nice, that's a good name.
And then in Nasty Crew, you've got Vinnie Jones, Cilla Black, Old Spice, George Graham, Bob Monkhouse, Alex Ferguson, Vera Lynn, and Spotty Spice.
Amazing.
In Dodgy 8, you've got El Presidente, The Intern, Tony Blair, Maggie T, Dodgy Bloke, Prince Charles,
again,
Hector Flushwit, and Stub. And then last but not least, in Venom, you've got Noggin, Tebbit Breath, Foul Stench, Y-Front, Puce, Mucus, Pustulous, and Spanner.
Amazing.
What beautiful names for worms.
Isn't that nice?
See, I told you the names were stupid.
You were right about the stupid names.
Yeah, exactly.
That's fun.
Yeah, they're nice names. I appreciate them. Apparently there's references to other media in that. I don't know what they are, though.
I couldn't say.
You're like Vinnie Jones.
Vinnie Jones is quite... It's not very subtle, is it?
Really? No, I thought it was really subtle, actually.
The other thing you could change was the gravestones. Do you remember this?
Yeah, you could customize
them. Which is a little bit morbid.
You could customize so much in this game.
Mm, yeah.
Like, for a game as retro as it is, it was pretty customizable.
Yeah.
Comparative to a lot of other games at the time.
The voices, the names, the levels.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was very ahead of its time.
Yeah. You couldn't customize the worms. I don't think you could, like, change a bandana color or something like that. I felt like they had different bandanas per team, I think.
Oh, depending on the team color, was it?
Yes, I think so. So that you could tell what team you were on.
Yes. I wonder if they've done that in the later versions. Probably, right?
Yeah, like, I imagine.
Put different hats on or something.
Of course, as is tradition.
Yeah,
I would.
I would change the hats.
Yeah,
of course. I don't think.
I've looked in the team options, Sam.
Oh yes.
Okay, so you can change the audio, but it's like you pick per your team.
Okay. Yes.
And some of the options, tell me no, but one of the options is US sports, which is exactly what I suppose you'd imagine it sounding like.
Yes.
A US sports team. You can also choose your flag.
Oh wow! Okay.
And your sound effect.
Amazing.
And
I forgot about the flag thing.
Yeah, you pick your tombstone and you pick your, like, extra weapon.
Mm.
So in this example, they've got some kind of holy cow or evil cow.
Oh, like special weapons.
This guy? Yeah.
The holy cow. I remember there was a... Was there a flying cow? Was that,
oh,
no,
maybe
a flying
it was
sheep,
the
wasn't
flying
it?
Cow. Oh, maybe it was the flying... Yeah, I don't know. But it was definitely a cow in this image.
Amazing.
That I briefly looked at.
I don't remember the cow.
Oh,
It has red eyes. Oh,
it's
that's...
a cow, but with red eyes. So it must be evil.
That's very spooky.
That is exactly how you know. So yeah, I think we spent many, many hours playing this game.
Yes.
Did you have this game? I know I had it, but I don't know if you did.
No, I did have it on PC, but I didn't
you
have
had
it
on PC, but you didn't
N64.
Have it on
64. But it's the same.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I think we did play a lot of games on this one.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, this was a good go-to one, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. It's always, you know, nice to have a friendly battle between the two of you.
And yeah, the good thing is you only need one controller for this game as well. You just pass the controller around.
Oh yeah, forgot about that. Which is strange as a feature now.
Yeah, it's really a good idea. So you could you have four? I don't know if you have four players on that one. I think you probably could.
Yeah, I think you can have four teams, yeah.
Yeah, so that would have been... Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it was really strange, though, having to pass the controller.
Yes, every time. And then forgetting whose turn it was.
Yes, exactly.
And then running out of time because you thought the other player was... Yes, it's a fun game.
And being the fourth person on the end of the line must have been kind of annoying, having to take it all the way to the first person.
Yes, I'm sure you probably get a bit of an advantage being... But it's quite... The placement of the worms is quite random, so there's no real... disadvantage.
No,
where
it's completely random, I think.
Yeah.
I think all of it is like the levels. You can set the team names to be random well. So you can, it's pretty randomized.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I kind of want to go back and play this game.
Yeah, we should go back and play it.
I know. It's been a long time since I've played it. So it's one of those games that kind of, I feel like we need to play WMD like wirelessly, you know?
Yes.
So the next time we've both got the lure. Or one of us has got the lure.
Yeah.
We'll have to play WMD.
That would be a good one, wouldn't it?
I think that would be fun.
To be multiplayer. Yeah. You imagine that would work quite well.
Yeah.
As a multiplayer.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I think that would be quite fun.
I think the Nintendo Switch could handle a turn-based multiplayer game, right?
Yeah, just about. Maybe. Maybe the Switch 2.
Yeah. Needs an upgrade.
Yeah, we'll wait for the Switchy. The other thing I was going to talk about, Sam, is the last time we played Worms together.
Yes.
I did a bit of a fail. I don't know you remember.
Oh, okay.
You don't?
Oh, in WMD?
Yeah, in WMD.
Okay, remind me of your fail.
So I think I tried to shoot you or tried to run you over with a tank or something.
Oh, yes, it has the tanks, doesn't it?
And
yes.
I fell off the edge of the edge. So as bonus content for this episode, I'm going to find the time to get that video off of my
Switch. Oh, amazing, yes.
And then put it in a link in the description.
Perfect.
So if you want to watch me be stupid, then I will happily put that out for people.
I think that's the point of the game, though, is to make these sort of mistakes and all these funny situations that happen.
Yeah, totally. Oh, we have to set up a YouTube channel.
Oh, to link it to.
Yes. I'll get you on that. Congratulations, I've given you a job.
Yes. I was going to say you can upload videos to Twitter.
Yes.
From the Switch.
Yes.
But I don't think you can anymore.
I'll figure out how to get it off.
Okay.
Even if I have to rip open the Switch and pull out the hard drive.
Okay.
There's probably a way around it, but I'm not sure what it is right now. But I'll figure it out. It's fine.
Okay. That'll be fun.
Yeah. I feel like I've got it to save to the SD card. So if I can pull it off of that, that should be okay.
You can just drag it off?
Maybe. It might not be that easy. It probably isn't that easy as Nintendo, but I'll figure
it out.
That's a problem for me. I've got a little bit of time to do it, so it'll be fine.
You have to scan about 5 different QR codes.
Yeah, probably.
And then put in a 20-digit friend code.
Oh, for sure.
The YouTube code.
Yes, exactly. For sure. So that's going to be super fun. So yeah, have you got anything else you want to mention for Worms Armageddon, Sam?
I did have a little bit of trivia.
Oh, that would be fun. Yeah, hit me with some trivia.
If we can go back to the trivia zone.
Yes. Oh yeah, where's your ident?
What a great ident that was.
You know, when you say stuff like that, I feel like
you don't have to. We've got all these sponsored ads as well from Chris Pratt.
Yeah, it's going to be a really complicated edit, this one.
We need to write to Chris Pratt and send. Make sure you send it quickly, Chris.
Yeah, Chris, yeah, please send that over. Direct to hello@gasaboutgames.com.
Well, he won't be listening to this because it'll go up after.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
He's not listening to it live.
No.
It's true. Or is he?
Or is he? Maybe. He's in your kitchen.
Oh, that's who that is.
He's cooking up lasagna for everyone.
He's doing these creepy Mario impressions all the time. Cooking lasagna.
He's meowing as well, yeah.
Okay.
And standing out with his palms raised. Trying to stop dinosaurs eating everyone.
Oh, yeah, that's his other character.
Yeah, that's true. Those are all his characters, I think. Oh, and Mouse Rat. From Parks and Rec.
Oh yes, yes, that character's name. Yes. I can't think of.
Yeah. Oh, and Guardians.
Oh, and he's probably his biggest role. Guardians.
Yeah, probably the most important one.
Yeah. Probably his biggest role. I guess. That and Garfield, I guess.
Yeah. Garfield, Guardians, somewhere around the same sort of league.
He needs to make more animated movies.
Yes, for sure. That's what everyone's asking. Sorry, trivia.
Trivia. Okay. So, interestingly, the original title was Wormageddon.
Oh, that's nice. I appreciate Wormageddon.
But unfortunately, it was too close to another game called Carmageddon.
Oh, okay.
So they had to change it, unfortunately, to Worms
Armageddon.
That is
a shame. Okay.
It is a shame. But a classic, nonetheless.
Yeah, it's
fine. The original cover had a worm with a human nose.
Ooh. I don't like that.
Which they changed.
Yeah, that's fair. They don't have any noses, do they?
They're
noseless.
Worms. Yes.
They're
yes.
worms. Wait, what?
Although I suppose that's not the most difficult to believe part of the molding of bazookas. Firing sheep and things.
Yeah. I mean, how they have hands is...
we don't want to question that.
No.
And then the final bit of trivia is... Okay, so this game came out on Steam in 2013.
Yes.
And they were updating it until July 2020.
Whoa.
With patches and upgrades.
7 years of patches. Is that as long as Stardew?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Could be. I don't think Stardew's ever going to end.
Long time. But yeah, he said he's going to keep updating and basically
Oh, I thought he said he was going to stop. But then he,
I don't know. I thought he was, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, he was going to stop.
1.6 is a massive update, but I don't know what will happen.
Yes, so, he needs to focus on the new game.
Yes, the Haunted Chocolatier.
Ooh, yes.
Ooh, spooky.
Spooky, very spooky. So,
yeah. I'm looking forward to playing that.
Yes.
And I'm looking forward to playing...
Stardew 1.6. And where's that again?
Yeah, well, so many games. So many games.
Too many games.
So little. Okay. So I think that's kind of it from us.
Yes.
Okay, awesome. So thank you so much, everyone, for listening. And if you would like to get in touch, here is how you can do that.
Yes, please send all your wonderful emails to hello@gasaboutgames.com and follow us on the socials at gasaboutgames on Twitter and the socials.
Every time you get me with that. And if you would like to do our play along this month, we are playing along with Harvest Moon for the N64, which is available on the Nintendo Switch Online Expansion Plus Pack.
Yes.
For your Nintendo Switch, which is basically free if you're already paying for Nintendo Switch Online.
Yes, it's basically free.
It's basically free. That's how we like to do it around here. So yeah, if you want to play along with us, then we will be releasing that episode at the beginning of next month, first Friday. So we will see you then. And thank you so much for listening to this episode. And goodbye.